Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by Bev and Bree and Cheryl from Rivers and Bluffs Animal Shelter here in Prairie du Chien, and we are talking about a couple of different events coming up here at Rivers and Bluffs Animal Shelter. The first one is that they have partnered with Culver's here in Prairie du Chien. It's a share event fundraiser. They'll be getting a portion of the proceeds from Culver's October 9th from 4 to 8 p.m. As a part of a shared event fundraiser. So I'll let you guys dive into a little bit more about what this event all entails and how folks can help support the shelter.
Yeah, so we're hoping people come out to Culver's on Thursday, October 9th from 4 to 8. We will be there with some adoptable dogs. Hopefully the ones we have are all in their new homes by then. But if we have any and the weather's permitting, we'll be outside on the outside dining area. We'll have our big mascot there, Chance. He'll be there in the store outside providing photo ops. Their mascot, Scoopy, will be there, unless they have to use Scoopy to help with all the customers we're going to have. Then he'll have to take the costume off and just help us. We will be bussing tables, clearing tables, selling gift cards, anything that we sell that day. You know, the custard, the sandwiches, the gift cards, anything that goes to the register, we will get 15%. And as always, our donation jars will be out. We'll have donation jars at every register and at drive-up.
And you'll be getting a portion of just the overall sales, 15% of the sales from 4 to 8 p.m. that evening. You also have information, Bree, about a lot of the programs. We talk about the spay and neuter program, assistant program. We talk about the empty the shelter event that we talked about last week. You know, you'll have more information on that, how folks can get involved.
Yeah,
that.
Definitely come up to the table, talk to us. We'll also probably trying to convince you to come volunteer as well. It's a great place. I'll be excited to dust off my waitressing shoes. I haven't done that in a while, so it'll be fun. I think it's the first time we've done something like this in a long time. But it'll be fun.
And meet some of the volunteers and find out how much fun it is to volunteer at the shelter. And yeah, like all of us here, if you volunteer, you may end up with 1 to 4 adoptable
Get
pets.
Get some animals as well, right? And then the other event you guys are here to talk about is the Auction for Pets event, the 6th year of hosting your online auction for pets. Whoever wants to start out, just kind of talk about the event and what it all entails.
Yeah, so this event is kind of my baby. I love it. Due to COVID several years ago, we had to cancel one of our annual events, Pasta for Vets, so we just took away the dinner portion and kept the auction. It seems to be still gaining some traction. Everybody gets excited for it. Our goal every year is $10,000. We haven't quite got there, but we get closer and closer every year. A wide variety of items, I mean, from pet-themed baskets to home decor, crafting, cooking, you name it. If you're not wanting to buy or bid on a physical basket, then there's also tons of gift certificates from local restaurants and stores. So then you can pick out your own stuff if you win one of those. Remiss money, it goes towards care for the animals at the shelter. This could be spay-neuter surgeries, emergency surgeries, in-house medical supplies from vaccines to antibiotics. Prescription pet food and other pet supplies that just doesn't get donated regularly that we end up having to get ourselves. It will be October 9th. The bidding will start and it'll be all online. It'll end October 16th at 11:30 p.m. So definitely set your alarm clocks to wake up for those last minute bids. It's fun to watch the money go up and up and up as people get into bidding wars and stuff. We'll have some big ticket items as well from generous donors. Some of that will be Green Bay Packer tickets, tattoo certificates from some local tattoo shops. Everybody loves the Mississippi Meats bundle. That'll be in there, like usual. Some golf packages from some local golf courses. So it really is an event for everybody. There's something in there that somebody will want.
Just one thing for people who haven't participated in this event before. Bree, do you want to tell them where they can actually go to find the online auction?
Yes. We'll have it linked on our website and Facebook page, but the site is called 32 Auctions. We'll have it linked and plastered everywhere for the actual physical link that people can just click to go to, because the web address is like 32auctions.com/rabbis2026 or something like that. So, but it'll be linked everywhere for people to just simply click.
Just click, and then you bookmark it, and then you'll be able to check all week long and get it all situated, and then, yeah, have your alarm set and ready to go so you can make those final bids.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to cover with the event for the auction for pets? All right. So reminder, folks, about the event with Culver's coming up on Thursday, October 9th. From 4 to 8 p.m., Rivers and Bluffs Animal Shelter will be out there helping with everything, you know, bussing tables and, you know, talking about everything they have to offer and getting a portion of those sales as well. And then the auction for pets will be going on October 9th through the 16th. So, yeah, look out for more information on that and try to win some great prizes and help with the cost there at the shelter. So, ladies, thank you so much for stopping by and have some fun here.